You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goal?
Yeah, boy.
With Dom and Jeremy!
Let's play this game. Let's meet the players. Hey, Doug, good morning. Welcome. Oh, and he's gone.
Oh, Dougie Doug.
Just as you engaged the phone.
Why did he do that? Well, Doug, call back. If not, we need a dude.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This might be him on line one calling right back. In the meantime, let's talk to Corinne, shall we? Hey, Corinne, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so glad you called. Yeah, it looks like Doug. We got Doug back, so we'll talk to him in a second. Corinne, what are you up to today?
I am working, and me and the boys that I nanny watch your show every day, and he wanted me to play Boys Against the Girls, so here we are.
Here you are.
How old are these kids that you're nannying?
These wise kids.
They are so wise. One of them is 11 and the other is 10.
Look at that.
Very good.
We're big with 11-year-olds.
Actually, I think the ratings show that.
Actually, so. We actually are, yes.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I've got them in a separate room listening on the Alexa so that they can't help or interfere.
Okay, that's good.
Look at you stepping forward to be all honest and forthright. Good for you.
What are their names?
Colton and Josh.
Colton and Josh, make sure when we're done with this game, you ask Alexa to make fart sounds for the rest of the day, okay?
Oh, my God.
All you have to say is, Alexa, make fart sounds.
Just like that.
All right. Easy.
Corinne, good luck to you today. The girls are already up 1-0. The guy who's going to try to put a stop to that is Doug. Doug, glad we got you back. What are you up to today?
Good morning. I am headed to work.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living?
I am a deputy fire marshal.
Very good. Very nice.
Yeah.
Jeremy grew up in a firehouse like that.
I grew up in an actual firehouse. Mm-hmm. I was in the back. They never found me. yeah, my dad was a fire chief for West Metro. So thanks for doing what you do, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And let me ask you something, Doug. Jeremy, who's now well into his 40s, has wondered if it's too late for him to go become a fireman. Is it too late?
It's never too late. There's always a position, especially in Colorado now, with as dry as it is, we're going to have a lot of fires.
Yeah, I could probably do it. I could hop in and
I told
take
you.
Over.
They don't care. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I could probably do that, yeah.
Jeremy could never do the calendar stuff, though, because he won't take his shirt off. So.
Yeah, I can't do that. And I'm really bad with north, south, east, west. So as long as there's somebody in the fire truck with me telling me where to turn, then we're going. We're good.
Funny. Yep. All right, here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Doug some questions that women are probably more likely to know. Jeremy is going to toss a few questions at Corinne. That boys are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize. If we're tied after three, just like the Avs last night, we go to sudden death overtime, where the first one to score will win. And we alternate who goes first. The girls went first the other day, so Doug, you're up. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Please name the singer and actress who has a beauty line called Rare. Who is that? What is that singer and actress's name? Rare.
Beauty line, Rare?
Yeah.
Oh,
guess.
Oh,
guess.
Boy.
Guess.
Oh, boy.
Guess.
Selena.
It's Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez. It's vegan and cruelty-free makeup, don't you know?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Now you do.
Well, now you do.
Go tell all your friends at the firehouse now.
Yeah, they'll be mad impressed with all your skills. All right, over to Corinne.
Corinne, what car company makes the vehicle called the Bolt? As in lightning bolt?
I'm not going to not guess, so I'm just going to say Tesla.
Tesla, no. That is a Chevy product, a Chevrolet.
Chevy Bolt.
It is they have an all-electric Bolt now, so.
The Bolt.
That?
0 to 16.7 seconds. It's a little thing. Zip around.
Back over to Doug. Doug, Carrie Ann Inaba. Carrie Ann Inaba. She is most commonly associated with what television show? Guess.
Doug.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Doug.
Doug. Dude, I need you to throw out guesses. Doug. Even if you don't know, just throw out a TV show. You could have said NCIS or anything, you know, but
Doug.
Good gravy.
Good gravy.
She's actually with Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Oh,
she's
a,
she's been a judge. She's been a judge there for ever and ever and ever, right, Jim?
Don't you guys sit, like, 05 or something? Don't you guys sit around the firehouse and watch that?
We used to watch that, yes. But it wasn't at the firehouse. It was at home with a family.
Oh, okay. Your wife with the family.
We're still 0-0. Back
to Corinne. What's going on, you guys? All right, Corinne, Ewan McGregor stars as what Star Wars character?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, girl. You must be watching it. Yeah, it's really cheesy.
Is it bad?
Stop it.
It's not good, Corinne. You have to admit.
You're killing me.
It's pretty damn bad.
Star Wars is your life? Really?
I love Star Wars so much. Yeah, I grew up with it.
I like Star Wars, too, but watching this Obi-Wan series, there's some holes in it and some really weak plot lines, and come on.
You're killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's really bad.
You know, there's that might be a bigger segment for our show.
What's that?
I'm just floating. You
Obi-Wan?
Know, I like to throw stuff out. No, the whole thing about if you're a real fan...
Yeah.
Are you able to say when something is not good about it?
Yeah, or do you just look past it and you're
right.
Like, ooh, Obi-Wan?
Because some people would argue and they'd say, well, if you're a true fan, then you love everything about it. And I think that's not correct. I think if you're a real fan...
You're mad at you for liking The Phantom Menace, too.
Yeah, and that was garbage, too.
Yeah, that was terrible, Corinne.
Yeah, I'm sure you disagree.
Yeah, well, me, Jeremy, and the other about 96% of people, but...
Did you you're probably a Jar Jar Binks fan.
No, I'm not actually.
Oh, we found something.
So that's what we're talking about. Are you able to step back from something that you love and point out things about it that are not good?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jar Jar Binks was not the best.
Not good at all.
All right, here's where we are though. Corinne has a 1-0 lead. Doug, if you don't get this, the game is over.
Come on, all Doug. Right? Let's make some sort of appearance here, man.
Don't do it, Doug.
We'll give it a shot.
All right.
I'm going to essentially give you a multiple choice, but I'm not going to name the choices, but it's a very finite number of choices for your answers, okay?
Okay.
The Kardashians have moved to what streaming service? Where would you find them today? Guess. What?
Apple.
Guess.
Apple.
I'm glad that you guessed, but it's not. It's Hulu. That's where you're going to find the Kardashians these days.
On the Hulu.
On the Hulu. And with that, the game is over! Oh, Fireman Doug.
It's all right.
There's a lot of celebrating going on.
Speaking of fired up. Doug, thank you, though, for doing what you do, man.
Yeah, buddy.
We appreciate you.
Thank you guys for keeping us going during the day. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, you're a good man. Listen, you can't hang up, though, before you take your medicine. Are you ready for that?
You got it.
All right.
Girls rule!
Bam!
What do you do today, my friend? Doug, be careful.
Thank you,
my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Corinne, Star Wars fan, you put the girls up 2-0. I feel like I should play this again for her.
My anthem.
Your anthem. Can you make a Wookiee sound?
That's the best I got.
That was really bad.
I know. That's
it sounded like you threw up in your mouth just a little bit right now.
I did when she said she liked Phantom Menace.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, you are charming and delightful. If you will hold on, Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about these mammoth tickets. You got a fun little night out on Saturday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hold on. You're so welcome.